Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We almost saw the potential gold medalist in skateboarding almost eat it.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
Trying to juggle.
You can't damn near about to fall and trying to show off juggling.
He had like the bowling pins out juggling.
Yeah, then he went to run and get on a skateboard and I guess the automatic locks hit on his ass.
Wow. Talented guy. Skateboarder, juggler. What else can he do?
I don't know, man. That's so cool, though, man. For them to just like, and that's what I was saying, like the routine. Like, you got to have it all the way down. Because I'm like, what if you're about to do a jump and you don't have the right speed to do it?
Right.
Because, yeah, so that's why I was like, how much do they improvise on the go?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I would love to ask one of these skateboarders how much they improvise when they go. I bet most of it's pretty planned out as far as like, all right, I got to do this ramp here to get enough speed to go over this jump and all that kind of stuff. And then maybe you just get a feeling, you know? Like,
that
was a bad feeling. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. Hey, it's noon on Wednesday, by the way. Congratulations. You're halfway to the
weekend.
Hell
yeah, dog.
Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes as well. And then we'll get to an Olympic update / the back page.
A staycation weekend, Bunk.
Staying. Don't know about cationing.
Well, yeah,
we'll see.
Staycation, baby.
Sounds like you are, and I hope that is what you do. That sounds great.
But see, there's a difference, though, because your wife knows that you can build stuff.
Yeah.
My wife knows I can't build stuff. Mm. You know, and so that's the disadvantage that we have. Like, I can hammer in a nail or something.
Sure.
You know, something like that. Like, I can do that.
Yeah, but you're not like...
Yeah, you build decks.
I have.
Yeah.
And... probably will.
Yeah, like that's
in the near future.
Yeah, you build decks and stuff. You know,
when I left this morning, we had—I don't know how this ended. We normally do this on Sunday nights for like the week coming up, but we hadn't really done a big one for a while. As far as like, all right, this is coming up, this date, this month, this date, whatever. What are we doing this weekend? We went a couple months in advance, and it was just a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
how do you have that much stuff planned in advance? Like, my wife has trips in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we got birthdays coming up,
exactly.
Like for her and then me and then all. Anyway, this is a lot of stuff, and then we started talking about other stuff that we might want to do, and I think it just got the juices flowing a little bit, you know, because to me, I looked at our next 2 month schedule. I was like, dang, that's a lot of weekends where we're doing stuff. She looked at it and said, wow, that's a lot of weekends where we're not doing stuff. And she was like, what can I add to the calendar?
Yeah,
because if we have a Saturday and Sunday where we're not leaving Atlanta, well, we better build a deck or something. We might as well. We're just wasting time. So when I left, She walked outside with me because she was going to do a little bit of stuff in the yard. She's got this week off. And then she just started looking at the deck. And the deck needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. It does. It's needed to be replaced since we moved in. We've done a lot of other stuff. It's not, like, dangerous, but it's not nice. We fixed pretty much everything else at the house, by and large, that we can do ourselves. And she started looking at that deck with a fire in her eyes.
Yep.
That leads me to believe
that you're going
to
be building. That you're going to be at Home Depot.
Stopping at Home Depot on the way home today and spending God knows how much money in decking material.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You need it. Now I'm driving a Prius, so
I can't get much in there.
Can't get much in there, but they do deliver if you and it's free delivery if you spend over X amount of dollars. Ooh. So
You're probably going to spend X amount of dollars.
We will be spending X amount of dollars, ooh, I'm sure, on all decking material. So this weekend we won't be staycationing. We'll be stay renovating.
Yeah. Hey.
But be a nice new deck. It'd be a nice for the new deck.
That's what I'm saying. Nice new deck and everything like that. So way to go, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
I got to build a grill. It's the portable grill I had bought. But
I bet you'll be able to knock that one out.
Probably knock that one out sometime this weekend. She asked about. She said, "Babe, when are you gonna put the portable grill together?" I'm like, "Well, where am I going to have to use it?"
So you got another grill?
Yeah, but this was, you remember when we were all supposed to go to Helen and everything, but we didn't go because you had to go out of town, and we wanted to all do it together, and so. I wanted to buy a grill to take up there.
Another weekend where we had something planned, so we couldn't do that.
I bought a grill for that weekend for us to go up there and grill out and everything. I'm not, because I wasn't gonna go on the Raptor thing. I was gonna sit there and cook while maybe y'all went on it. And so I bought it and still haven't bought it out the box. So there it is.
There you go.
I'm gonna build a portable grill and grill in the driveway.
With five other grills in your backyard.
Yeah, I'm a grill.
Five other grills and smokers in the backyard.
I'm a grill in the driveway.
That's always a cool look. Or like if you're living in an apartment and they don't allow you to have a grill on the deck.
Yeah.
You're just out in the parking lot.
Yeah, man. That's old school.
I did that.
That's old school right there.
We lived in the apartment over there in Briarcliff. I did that.
Yeah, that's old
school. I like to grill.
That's old school right there. When you grill anywhere, dog.
Yeah, you can grill.
That's what I'm saying. And the thing about it is if you grill on a deck, which I have, and knowing I wasn't supposed to in the condo.
Yeah, sometimes they get mad.
Yeah, they got really mad at me too.
Yeah, we were already having a dog we weren't supposed to have, among other things. So it was not. I don't want to push the envelope too far. I mean, basically, grilling in a parking lot is just tailgating.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. But that heat come off.
Now, what are you tailgating in front of your own apartment? I'm tailgating my evening.
Yeah.
I'm about to cook this and then go inside. We're tailgating.
Dude, I love grilling. And that's going to be my next thing this year when we go to Georgia games is to find me a tailgate spot and grill. I've never cooked at a tailgate spot.
Oh, okay.
And so I want to do that.
That's fun.
I want to do that this year. I'm going to do that this year. Yeah, Georgia.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Me and Samson gonna go, and we're gonna go some games this year.
Awesome.
I've already mapped out someone that we're gonna be able to go to, and we're gonna get a spot. And we're gonna tailgate. Now I don't know how that works. Can I just first come first serve? Is it like seniority or nothing like that? As far as where you can grill at up there at Athens,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it's easy to figure out.
Okay,
and I'm sure you can get a spot.
Yeah, I'm just curious how that goes because I don't want to, I don't want to have to whoop nobody's ass. Especially if I got there before you, it ain't no rule that that's your spot. You just been there, this has been our spot 10 years. Well, I got here before you. Now, if you got a permit, then I'll move. But you ain't got a permit, I ain't moving.
There you go.
Yep.
So just beware.
Yep.
Be warned, tailgaters of Athens.
Yeah, I ain't moving.
Try to run up on Randy this fall.
I ain't moving.
I'm going to beat you up in front of your kids.
I ain't say nobody going to beat nobody up, man. Yeah, you think I want. You got. Tailgaters think I want to beat them up. Old people.
Don't let that person be old.
There you go.
That runs up on you in that parking lot. You're not going to be able to hold yourself back.
Real quick, some news out there with the Falcons. Rondell Moore, they put an air cast on his leg.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Damn. Now, practice has been called.
Sucks.
They called practice, so that
because
sounds.
Because of that?
Yeah, that sounds like it was something real serious. Real, real serious. So damn. That sucks.
That sucks.
Damn.
That's exactly what you don't want to have, whether it's your team or the other team or whatever. Man, horrible. Yeah. Horrible, horrible news. When we find out more information about what's going on with Rondell's leg, we'll obviously let you know. But for them to put an air cast on it, I'm seeing pictures from D-Led and others that are down
and
there.
And they called practice.
Yes. Yeah, that means it was probably pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
That's awful. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Damn.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go!
The NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour again. Like Randy was just saying, from the Falcons joint practice today, the second joint practice has come to an end early. They call it off because Falcons wide receiver Rondell Moore injured. Putting the air cast on. Yeah. Like he was the guy they got back in the Ritter trade from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And, had been a really good player in college. Thought maybe in this offense, maybe they'd find more creative ways to use him. Ray McCloud
seems like he's taking
over.
Right.
Yeah, the leg up on that third wide receiver spot. But that's not the point of this. The point is that sounds like he's hurt pretty bad. And again, the more info we get on that, the more we will let you know. And we'll talk more about joint practices later in the show, as well as some of the information from D-Led and the other guys that are down there filter out. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan talking about the Brandon Ayuk deal.
There's a scenario for everything, so I want to rule anything out. I mean, Brandon's a great player, so it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like, and that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
I mean, the one thing I like about Kyle when it comes to his players in these holdouts, because he's been there with the Debo holdout, things like that.
They've had a
lot of good players, and he's always said the same thing, you know.
Kinda.
Now, with Debo, he was like, I don't blame him.
Pay him.
He's not necessarily saying this with
There's
Brandon.
A little bit There's of a different, and it's still a positive tone, and he said all the right things there. But yeah, it's funny that I noticed the same thing.
Yeah, you noticed that one?
Because Kyle and John Lynch have an agreement behind the scenes, obviously, where Kyle's like, I'm going to throw you under the bus sometimes.
Yes.
Because I need the players to look at me as that guy.
Right.
You're the general manager.
Right.
It is what it is. And he did that with other guys in other negotiations. He's like, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
I'd have paid him yesterday. Yeah. I think that's what he said.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And with Ayuk, it's like, well, you know, it's a different situation.
Okay. So yesterday they had frameworks and everything. And it comes out today he does not want to go to New England. And so that's when they came out this morning and said they've stopped the pursuit.
He does not
want to go to Cleveland. So it seems like it's Pittsburgh or somewhere else. Well, I think we know where he wants to be. He wants to go to Washington. Him and Jaden Daniels were real close. You remember he said it on the podcast and everything like that. But more likely, I mean, you were discussing this off air, he wants to be in San Francisco.
Yeah, he wants to play for the 49ers.
He
just wants to get paid the amount that he wants to get paid.
Exactly. And I heard some people talk, they were like, well, go with him with this. All right. We'll renegotiate. We'll give you like $5 extra million. All right. And we won't franchise you after the season. Hell no.
Oh.
What if I get hurt?
Yeah. No.
No. I want my money.
I want
my money, man.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because he's a good player, man. He made second team all pro and all those different things. The biggest thing
when what he can do deep makes that offense so much more dynamic.
It does, man, because he's a true like X receiver, so he can play outside and win one on ones. The biggest thing, and we talk about this all the time, when you're a two going to a one, all right, because that's one money that you're looking for. Yeah. Can you be productive like that? Because he doesn't get a lot. He's like, he was 37th in the league in targets or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's going to quadruple. Can you be productive in that? Can you be that focal point of a passing game?
Right. And that's one of the rules we have on the show.
Yeah.
It's not a great idea to pay a two to be a one.
Yes.
Sometimes it happens. Doesn't always happen. Not a good idea to pay somebody else's pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good idea to pay somebody else's running back. It's just sort of a rule of thumb that tends to hold true in the NFL. And I don't know if one of these other teams – I don't know. Like, is – again, I understand wanting to be in San Francisco. That's a really good team. He's won there. He's clearly an important part of that offense. I understand not wanting to go to New England because that's a crap.
Right.
Like, that's a crap situation. It's going to take a while. Cleveland's a good situation.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good situation.
Yeah, they do. But I don't know what he looks at it as. But, yeah, I mean, he wants to be in
ugly uniforms.
He wants to be in San Fran, and they want to keep him in San Fran.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Here's Christian McCaffrey with his
on
it.
So great.
Obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them. As far as the business side of this game goes, it's always difficult, and so I stay out of it completely. You know, that's way above my pay grade, and I just try to focus on what I can do every single day. But obviously, we always wish the best for any of our teammates, whether they're here or not. Obviously, we hope he's here. It's a tough part of the business.
He almost stayed out of it.
Yeah.
He said all the right cliches except for former teammates.
Yeah, man.
Whoops.
He's right. That's just a slip
of the tongue.
That's the biggest thing that you do when you're in this situation as a teammate. Stay out of it.
Yeah. Just a personal rule of thumb as a reporter / whatever. I don't really like asking teammates about other guys' contract situations.
I would agree with that.
They're not going to answer anyway.
Right.
And it just puts them in an awkward situation. And then like that, like Christian McCaffrey didn't actually say anything there. He just slipped up a little bit.
Right.
But now you got us in Atlanta playing it and having some fun with it.
And he's out. He's going to be out for a while.
He is. Yeah, that's the news.
He's going to be out for pretty much the rest of the preseason. And that's always the thing with him is those soft tissue muscles. And so he is the focal point of everything you do offensively. Okay?
Yeah.
He don't need to play.
He's like the most important player in the NFL.
He don't need to play.
Non-quarterback.
No, yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be just fine.
Yeah, they'll handle that the right
way. I saw this morning that about Russ. Russ is still number one in the depth chart in Philly, but he's not going to play. Mike Tomlin came out and said he's not going to play, so Justin is going to get a couple series. But they still say Russ is in the lead.
I know.
Still says Russ is in the lead.
Every chance you give Justin Fields to play when you're not.
Right.
Is a chance you give Justin Fields to wow that coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And he has the ability to do that.
Because he's going to do that.
He is.
He is going to do that with his escapability and all those different things. I think they play the Texans this weekend. Yeah. And he's going to make a play.
He will.
He's going to make a play.
Yep.
And so, but if that does happen with the Brandon Ayuk, the first person I want them to ask about is George Pickens. What do you think about them bringing a new high-priced wide receiver? Because I love it.
Because George won't be able to help himself.
George won't be able to help himself.
He's like, well, we didn't need him.
We didn't need him. They could have gave me that
money.
They
got me.
I can't wait if that does happen. And then he gets a new contract.
Because if they do get that
Because the trade is pending if you're going to give me a contract.
Sure, of course. Yeah. He's not okaying a trade to any team that doesn't want to give him what the 49ers want. Ayuk and Pickens?
Oh, yeah, man.
With that group of running backs?
Yeah, man.
That's pretty. I like that. I know we mentioned this yesterday, but a lot of this stuff is coming out throughout camps as preseason games are going to be this weekend for teams. Jaden Daniels is going to be the starter for Washington.
Yes.
Duh. Get him as much as he possibly can. J.J. McCarthy going to start for the Vikings?
No.
He's not.
No, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is starting. Okay. Sam Darnold's starting. Then I think we were talking about it in
Drake
Denver.
May?
In Denver.
Stidham.
Stidham starting right now. They got, is third.
Bo
Nix is third behind him and Zach Wilson. And, yes, Jacoby Brissett, from what you read and hear up there in New England, he is head and shoulders clear.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jacoby Brissett starts the season.
I wouldn't be either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be either.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bo Nix doesn't start the season for the Broncos.
But that's the thing about it. You got these guys, and you got coaches with stability.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerome Mayo ain't going nowhere. And Sean Payton's not going to go anywhere.
Not attempts.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got time to let these dudes grow. And even the guy up in damn Minnesota.
That's an interesting situation.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's got some leeway because of the success that they've had.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on, what happened. I know he'll start in Washington, but I just hope they can keep Daniels healthy.
That offensive line, man.
Yeah, man. Exactly. All right, we'll come back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk some Braves with Grant. Not a good one last night or the game before that or just a lot of games in general. But we'll talk to Grant about the Braves coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get an Olympic update on what went down last night as well. A couple really fun events on the track. Obviously, the men's basketball team advances to the medal round. No surprise. Hey. Barely broke a sweat against Brazil yesterday. They're rolling. So we'll get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. Before we do that, at this time on Wednesdays, Grant McCauley joins the show, our Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Great to be back with you.
Yes. We've done this a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, people are prone to overreact and all of that, but the last couple of games have been pretty tough. Was last night the worst one? Like, is that the worst loss so far just in terms of overall performance?
I don't know at this point, because there have been several times this year where I've looked at a loss the way that it happened. I mean, like on the last road trip, running yourself into a loss against the New York Mets. Yeah. That I thought was probably rock bottom there, especially when it was followed up the next day by just getting absolutely bombed in the early going of that game when Charlie Morton gave up three homers in an inning. And I just thought, this little 24-hour block right here, not fun. Not fun at all. There was the 1-0 loss to the White Sox in that makeup game where Chris Sale pitches a gem and the Braves offense can't get going. I mean, the Braves just got shut out in back-to-back games for the first time, I believe, in a decade. And I remember watching the 2014 Braves, and that group couldn't hit very well either. So it's just it's hard to find the right context in some cases, because as we came into this year, expectations were understandably sky high. It was an offense that was coming off of one of the historic years, not just in franchise history, but in baseball history. And to watch what we have over 100 and what, 10, 11, 12, whatever it is, games at this point, I just don't have the answers for that. But in terms of have we found rock bottom, I would love to say yes, but this is a club that seems to have peaks and valleys that happen very, very close together, and I don't know that we're done with this roller coaster yet.
Well, damn, Grant.
No, I agree.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, it's right. I hope
if you want something uplifting, we can just replay my theme song for the next 10 minutes and just rock out and kind of relax. And that's an option I got for you.
Yeah, okay. And you could, I mean, we were just talking about it's like a really good football team versus a bad football team over the last scores. I mean, 27-0 looks like the first half Georgia gets Mississippi State. Just something that you just can't explain. And I'm not going to ask you to explain it, but like, does the order need to be shuffled? I mean, because everybody's searching for answers, you included. Like, what do you think can happen? Because you got who you got right now until Ozzy and Michael and those guys come back. But is there a solution maybe you think that's not playing as much and maybe need to get some playing time?
No. I mean, look, we've been through this for better than 2/3 of the season anyway, mathematically at this point. We're in that home stretch. And, you know, the numbers will tell you at this point, like, you are what you are. Like, it's no longer, okay, well, they should revert back to the form that we saw a year ago. It's not a year ago. I've said this on my show for better than a month now, and maybe even I could be accused of being late to the party there, because I continue to think this group's too talented, and there is talent. This is not a talent deficit here. It's a results problem, and I don't know how you fix it. It's not one guy. I have referred to Matt Olson as kind of the linchpin of getting the lineup moving, because if they get him powered up, he's an impact bat. He was one of the best power hitters in baseball last year. I mean, he was arguably, statistically, the best power hitter in the game a year ago, and he's been anything but that this year. It's like a 50% reduction in his production this year, because he hit 54 homers a year ago. He came into this series against the Brewers on pace for 27, and you can pretty much cut the RBI in half as well. Right. That's how far the drop is. And when I look at regression year over year for any hitter, I could see 10, 20, you know, maybe even pushing 30% in a drawback year over year. And I feel like I'm talking about markets now, which is ridiculous because that's not my focus. But baseball, it's inching different directions at different times. And the game obviously isn't played on paper. And, you know, their past performance of a year ago was not a guarantee to happen again this year. That's what made last year so special. But, no, I don't think that there's some secret formula that is eluding the Braves, some lineup that Brian Snitker hasn't thought of. This comes down to performance. It comes down to results on the field. I've talked to a lot of these guys, including Matt Olson, who you heard from on From the Diamond this past week. That's available in the archives. Everybody knows. They're all hyper aware of it. They're all trying to fix it, and there just aren't enough answers to go around to where there's just some switch that they've been feverishly reaching for in the dark and haven't been able to flip yet.
I know this has nothing to do with the offense, but they have talked a bit about maybe getting these guys on a little bit more of a rest schedule from a starting pitching standpoint. I know we've seen, you know, Bryce Elder make more starts since the All-Star break, since Chris Sale has. And they've talked about it, but they haven't done it. Do you think that that's something that we'll start to see happen over the next couple of weeks, or are they really committed to this philosophy of making sure that these guys, Sale, Lopez, all of these guys are as fresh as possible come October?
No, they're committed to that. I don't think there's really any way about it. And one way you could tell is Bryce Elder came back up and immediately got the game one start against the Brewers in place of Chris Sale, who was pushed back a day, which gave him two extra days of rest. Look, they want Chris Sale to be around to pitch the meaningful innings. What he's done this year, you can argue, I mean, if you're going to lose a Spencer Strider, bringing over Chris Sale, who looks like he's still very much in his prime, that was a fortuitous move for Alex Anthopoulos and company, because there's no way to predict some of the things that have happened, both in injury and attrition and performance this year, that haven't gone right for this club. But, yeah, they're committed to that. I think that we'll see different guys other than Bryce Elder start to get into this mix. A.J. Smith-Shawver has built up his pitch count in AAA. He's been a little bit homer-prone as well, though, and even with his exciting profile and the fact that he strikes out a lot of hitters, if he's 21 years old, so there's still a lot to learn there. And Ian Anderson is on his way back. He could factor into this as well, but you got to have guarded expectations for somebody returning in season from Tommy John surgery. So I don't know that I say all of that, and then I'll come back and say this. The pitching is not the problem.
Nope.
I know that Bryce Elder's start yesterday did not help the Braves yesterday, but being shut out for the second consecutive day and being on a string of not having scored in 24 innings, that's the problem.
Yep.
And some of these games have been a little bit closer than the last two, including the one on Saturday where you jumped out to an early lead, and then the Marlins were able to grab a late lead and, you know, take that pivotal game. And then you lay an egg in the finale. So there's a lot of different things you can point at, but it's the offense, and the offense that have got to figure it out. The pitching staff, I still believe in.
Mike, what's going on with Michael? I know he's up in Gwinnett and everything, and I saw some clips of him in doing BP yesterday, but obviously he went out.
Yep.
Is he just going to DH, or what is this going to be his role until he gets back with the big club?
Yeah, just a few days to DH, then he's going to work his way out into the field.
All
and
right.
When he gets back, he'll be in center field. But they can't get him back for a week. So this is not go play in Gwinnett for a couple days, get activated. That 60-day IL stipulates the full 60. And that's why so many teams wait before they put him on. Because if I tell you, hey, Ozzie Albies is going to be out for 2 months, you might think, oh, we'll put him on the 60-day IL. Well, what if he's ready to play on day 47?
Right.
You don't want him on the 60-day IL unless you end up in a roster crunch. But that's where they ended up with Michael. And I think that it might have pushed him out a few days. But they were pretty aware that, you know, when they made this decision that he was still over a week, probably nearly 2 weeks away. So this is the timing that just allows him to ramp up, get these DH duties, maybe have a day off mixed in somewhere in here, and then get himself out in center field where the Braves very much need him there and, of course, in the lineup to help be part of the solution.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking some Braves baseball. The Braves are in the midst of a 24-inning scoreless streak. Hopefully they snap that tonight. I would assume that they will, knocking on wood. Let me ask you a bigger picture question, since I think we've done a lot of the week-to-week trying to figure out what they can fix stuff and no one has any answers. Do you think that there's any, if at all, any at all concern in the organization? It's like, all right, we've gone all in on this group. Like a year ago, it was like, this group is incredible. They're young. They're together. They're they're signed up long term. And then we're 112 games into this year, and it's like, dang, what's going on? Like, is there any worry that's like, all right, this is this year, and this is who we got?
I don't think that there's concern about the long-term viability of the group. I mean, there's a few different things that are in play in my mind and looking at it from what I think is the 30,000-foot view, but I'm not sure what my exact elevation is at this point. just based on the fact we keep riding this roller coaster up and down.
Right.
But you have a great group that there are, you know, at least 29 other teams that would love to say, this is the embarrassment of riches we have locked up for the basically the rest of the decade. You can't predict the injuries the Braves have been hit with. It's not the only reason. It's not an excuse. But you lose the kind of star players the Braves have for the season in Spencer Strider, then Ronald Acuna Jr. You lose your starting center fielder for 2 months, your starting second baseman for 2 months, a guy who's supposed to be your starting catcher who mysteriously has ceded a lot of playing time here lately because Travis d'Arnaud's hitting well, and Sean Murphy. Austin Riley's been through it. Every time it seemed like they tried to bring somebody in, that guy would get hurt. You can end up making an emotional response or a reaction to a situation where you kind of have to sometimes recognize that some years are harder than others. They're more challenging than others. And Matt Olson told me pretty much that verbatim. Last year it seemed to come a lot easier for us. This year it's been a lot harder. We've had to grind, and we're going to continue to grind to figure it out. But I'll say all of that and tell you, long term, there's still it's a very good group. They're together. You want to keep them together. There's no reason to start tearing things down to the studs, firing everybody in the executive office and the coaching staff and trying to start over. It may feel that way after a gut-punching loss or gut-wrenching loss, but they're still in a very good place. They've just got to get themselves into October, where we have seen time and again, literally anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, G.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Great stuff, as always, from Grant McCauley. And again, yeah, I mean, some of the stuff like that we ask him all the time is like, all right, why can't they score? I don't know. I wish I knew.
Hell yeah.
Matt Olson hit 55 home runs last year. He's on pace to hit 28 this year. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not.
I mean, can't explain that.
You know what else doesn't make sense? And we talk about this group all the time, that they're a freaking joke. The NCAA.
Oh.
They've just handed down Jim Harbaugh's his punishment, Andy.
What
a freaking joke.
What is he, like, suspended for the year?
Yes. All right. Jim Harbaugh has been given a one-season suspension if he returns to college coaching, a four-year show cause order.
Oh, so if and when he returns to college, he has to serve a one-year
after the 4 years. If he comes back before the 4 years. Yes. Come on, man. This is for the – now, this ain't the new stuff that just came, but this is for the stuff that during the COVID when he totally bought a kid a hamburger.
Yeah,
stuff.
The hamburger lie.
Like, come on, man.
Okay.
Just stop.
So just fine them their money and move on. Just find Michigan what you're going to find them, just like you did to Tennessee and the other schools.
God.
And we can move on.
What a joke.
That is such a joke.
What a joke.
Why are they even still doing this?
I don't, because they got their butt kicked or something. No, because if Michigan doesn't win the national title, I don't think anybody can. I don't think this is a problem.
Dang it.
But because they won the national title.
Our bad.
Come on, man.
I wish they wouldn't have. We'll come back and get to an Olympic update / the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, hump day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Men's basketball continues to grow. Kevin Durant became the all-time leading scorer in U.S. Olympic history, passing Lisa Leslie.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
That's pretty cool.
So he's now number one on that list, which is awesome. They beat the hell out of Brazil yesterday.
Yes.
What was the highlight? Probably 80s putback. Maybe. LeBron had a cool alley-oop to Tatum.
He got boat in the face.
Yeah.
He left Brazil leaking like a bunch of Eagles fans and Packers fans. They go out of there tripping. Yeah. He left the game leaking. Gabby Thomas, shout out to her. Dude, because she was in the show The Sprint, and you were watching her and everything.
I see.
Yeah.
I should have kept watching.
Dude, she's Atlanta. I think she's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Georgia, Atlanta, something. But, yeah, watching her come around that curve
gone.
And just gone.
Because that lady that won the 100, obviously, was right behind her from San Lucia?
Yes.
San Lucia?
Yes.
And she, like, pulled away from her to the point where I was like, Could she have run the 100?
That's the thing about it. If you're talking about our 4x1, like, she has to run the third leg.
Right.
The third leg.
Because that's the one where you're coming around.
Yeah, unless Shikari bring up the rear of the women's 4x1.
Yeah.
The women's national team, great win yesterday. They were playing extra time, and then the save by, I mean, Germany had it dead to right.
They did.
Dead to right. Goalie.
Incredible save.
What's it, Elisa? Is it Lisa?
Nauer or something like
Lisa
that?
Lisa Nauer.
Very German sounding last name.
I mean, dead to right. There was nobody. Yeah. And I mean, what a hell of a save that she made yesterday. And then this man, the Cuban wrestler.
Yeah,
five straight gold medals? Five straight gold medals? Come on, man.
Oh, man. The list of things that I'd rather do than wrestle that guy is long.
Like, it hurts.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, it looked like it hurts.
At least it'd be over quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just a pop.
And Cole Hawker. Won the men's 1500 meter.
That was fun.
The women's 15 was funny as hell, though, because you had African nations that finished 1 and 2. And they were, like, tussling for position. And old girl, like, was acting like she was in her form of running and turned and just elbowed the chick in the chest. It's like that little crease to get by somebody is real small. She elbowed the hell out of the girl.
It's a contact sport.
Hey, man.
Cole Hawker, the Norwegian guy, kind of put his hand on his hip and pushed him back at one
dog,
point.
It's crazy. Like, because you're jockeying for that. I mean, because a split second, you're trying to go around the pack right there, and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's how we're doing it.
Yeah, no, that finish was crazy in the 1,500 meters. The women's steeplechase, which is the weirdest one to me. Like, they just decided to put a puddle in the middle of it that they have to jump in.
I would never, ever understand
it.
It's
the weirdest thing in the world.
Like, I'm trying to get over the whole puddle.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I know, you don't want wet feet.
You don't want wet feet. That's why I think your spikes wet. You know, but, I mean.
Also, what's the steeple? Like, where's the steeple at?
What do you mean?
This is steeplechase.
I know.
Where is it?
I thought it was the thing they jump over.
Oh, that's the steeple?
I guess.
The only thing I know steeple is the church.
Okay. Right? I'm sure that's not it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
sure.
Historically,
I'm
that's
sure,
what it was.
I'm sure I did, but now
I just don't know where the name comes from.
We got kayak.
Because there's no steeples involved.
I think you could kayak, like, in that speed for 3 minutes, a minute and 51 seconds.
No, because if I could, I'd be in the Olympics. Yeah,
all this would be
hell
burning.
No, I couldn't
all
do that.
This would be like it'd be burning.
Oh, yeah, if I tried to go my hardest for 2 minutes in a kayak,
yeah,
we'd be.
How far do you think you can get?
Throbbing.
How far do you think you can get? As fast as you got.
Just all out?
Yeah, for a minute.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah, there's no hell I'm doing it.
Maybe. I don't know.
All this
maybe
be
30
locked.
Seconds.
All this be locked up.
That's because the 400-meter dash, whatever you call it, in track is the one that's the craziest to me because they basically try to go all out.
Well, you got to.
You have to.
Yes.
But you can't. You can't go all out for 40, however long it takes you to go that far. Those guys are just – because everybody's cooked at the end of their race.
Mm-hmm.
The 100-meter guys, he goes and does an interview about two minutes later. The 400-meter, they got to give him like 10 minutes before they can interview him because they're
like, dead. That is that quota, man. I mean, I'm talking about just the 800 is the one. You know, because that I've seen Mo Bells jump on people back on 800.
That is why it's called the steeplechase. Because the early races, they knew the finish line was at the steeple.
All right.
I was like, because I don't see a steeple out there.
I thought it was something they jumped over. I don't know. Hell, what the hell they jumped in the portal for then?
Church steeple.
Huh?
Church steeple.
Yeah, it's a church steeple. They would be raised because they would start somewhere and then they'd have to jump over fences and ditches.
Uh-huh.
So that's what that is. It's a makeshift ditch.
Huh. Okay.
So there you have it.
Never knew.
Neither did I. Why would you? I just watched it last night. I was like, steeplechase? I don't see any steeples out there.
Yes.
What the hell is this about?
Yeah,
I didn't Google it.
We're trying to figure out a lot of stuff here. You put me straight with the volleyball, the person in a different color shirt, and I watched it.
Okay.
The whole time.
I don't know if I'm right.
I think it's either they're the setter or they're the captain.
Yeah.
Which one are they? Because I was looking at it yesterday. I was like, oh.
There's a lot of
stuff. She is setting a lot.
There's a lot
but
of
there's other people setting too.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of stuff that I think might be right.
No.
I don't know if that's true.
Hell, I just try to go with you.
I know. But then you said I set you straight. It's like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Yeah, we'll just kind of guess at it. And Abe will listen in fury because he actually knows all the right answers. He's like, I know why they call it the steeplechase.
Oh, my God.
I know what that
person's
called.
He's fuming right now. He's fuming with his feet popping up off the ground.
We're just going to come on here and guess.
Go take a damn nap.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Hey, Bo.
So the person wearing the different color shirts, the libero, so that the referee knows where they are, and I have no idea what they do. That's all I found was the name of the person.
Okay.
All right.
The libero.
There you go.
All right.
That person does serve a purpose. Speaking of the Olympics, though, so you get Mike Tirico sits down with Snoop and Martha Stewart. They present Snoop with a...
The sexual tension was through the roof.
Oh, man. You should watch the actual video. Martha's hands are all over Snoop. Because why, you know? They present Snoop with a horseback riding highlight for him to chop up and give some comment on. They have a nice little music bed set to the background also.
Hey! Okay, we got an LBC horse in the house, right? Get cracked.
Look at that. Look at that.
Just from the front to the back.
You got some new movement for your
horse. Drama and potty. It's kind of hard being the H-O-R-S-E. Oh, that's that sidewalk right there, Martha. We do that. Dub C good at that. He skip, skip, dip, dip, dip.
It's a lot harder than 2 feet.
4 feet are harder than two?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sideways. Yes, indeed.
Hold on. Let me show you.
Incredible.
All the more reason why NBC does want Snoop back for more Olympics. Why would you not?
Yeah.
It's been a gold mine.
I read that that was what they're going to do. Good. Do it. Run it back.
Unbelievable.
Keep him a part of it.
Unbelievable.
What do you think is, because they've worked together, clearly have chemistry. Anything more than that with Snoop and Martin?
No. No.
They never made it past first base?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think they never made it to first base.
I don't know.
Like one late night on the cooking show?
Although that would not surprise me one bit.
Why? Because Martha's a freak.
They start getting into the cooking wine a little bit. You know?
Why? Because Martha's a freak.
Yeah, they both are, kind of. They both got the wine. They both got the lighters.
I can see Martha being a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying you don't see Snoop?
You know Snoop is? He used to do Girls Gone Wild videos.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
I know we don't talk about that anymore because now he's Ambassador Snoop. Yeah, he used to do those.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Martha's a freak, man. You know,
it wouldn't surprise me, and I would say more power to him.
Just like some hand stuff, maybe.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Over the close.
Maybe.
I think maybe.
Maybe.
All
maybe.
I needed was a maybe.
Maybe.
Just like a little a little longer, like a lingering hug.
And the hand swipe down?
Yeah, just a maybe. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Maybe. I think that's at bare minimum.
Maybe. Literally. You know, Martha did time.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So did Snoop. But we don't talk about that anymore. He's Ambassador Snoop now.
So I figured out how I would love to start every morning during the National Football League season. This season, and it's with a Xavier Leggett weather report.
What's going on, Panther Nation, man? This is Xavier Leggett here, man. I'm just here with a weather report. It's a little bit cloudy out here, a little bit of rain. It's been raining all morning, but we're really excited to practice in this weather here, man. Good weather, it ain't too hot. Let's do it. Keep pounding.
Let's do it. That was keep pounding there at the end for those of you that couldn't understand the
country. They still do that one?
I guess so. But, yeah.
I think that's the mantra.
Forever?
You don't really want to change it until the team gets good, right?
Because of who basically found it. Like Sam Mills, the legendary coach and player there. That was his thing.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it'd always be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as you all know and everybody knows, Big Boy was in the house last night at Truist Park. They did the Outkast bobblehead night number 2.
You got to meet him.
I didn't meet him. Oh. I said hi to him.
That counts.
He didn't linger. He came in the club, went right to the outside, and then after he got done with his Dungeon Family guys throwing the first pitch out, he kind of came right on. I don't know where he was hanging out. He's probably up in a suite where less people are going to bother you.
Yeah. Who is on TV, obviously.
Yeah, he sat in with the guys. There's nobody really before the game to ask more about what Outkast and the Outkast bobblehead means to the Braves and to this community. Then hip-hop aficionados Matt Olson and Austin Riley. Here's Matt Olson.
You know, pretty cool that they're going to be here tonight. Obviously, a big Atlanta group.
Big Atlanta group.
You know, a group that's always come around to sporting events and around the city. And,
only one of them.
Big fan of their music growing up, so be cool to have them here.
Do you have any favorite song?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Players Ball.
Oh, my God.
Good answer, though.
Rosa Parks, I Like the Way You Move. They got so many classics.
Good job, man. Yeah. Way to bounce back. Way to bounce back.
Because like if he just said, hey, it'd be like, all right. Faking it.
What commercial knows some songs.
Huh?
At least he knows some songs.
Yeah. Hey,
good for him, man.
Those are good answers.
Here's Austin Riley on the Outkast bobblehead.
It's sick. I just held it before we got going, and it's heavy. I have some bobbleheads. I would like this in my my collection.
I would too for anybody.
I know the song Miss Jackson, so that's a banger. So don't want to drop it, but I'm all for it.
It's pretty neat to have Atlanta guys who put hip hop on the map. It's pretty, cool.
Awesome. It's awesome.
You know,
it's awesome.
That's cool. I have my walk up song from T.I. He's an Atlanta people, our Atlanta guy. So, representing.
Initial thoughts.
It's such a, there you go. A cool.
It's a home run.
It's such a cool bobblehead.
There were people. I got to work at 3 o'clock yesterday.
You didn't get
and
it?
There were already people lined up at the gates. Gates don't open until 5:30.
Beautiful.
Like, I mean,
I have no idea what these people do with chairs. They bring fold-out chairs. They wait in line. I have no idea what they do with chairs.
It is such a cool bobblehead. And Outkast, I mean, I was kind of naive. I was like, maybe Trey will be there. But I was like, nah, Trey ain't there.
Yeah, I know. Nah, I've talked myself into that one a few times. Like, it'd be a perfect opportunity for a reunion.
Yeah, I was like,
he's on a flute tour.
Yeah, Trey. Yeah,
he's on a flute tour.
He ain't coming, man.
Nah, he's not coming.
He ain't coming, dog. But I mean,
Austin Riley said sick, right? He said, I say that word sometimes.
You do.
Right? I describe things as sick. I probably sound very stupid when I say it, but I say it. I said that about something the other day when we were driving in the car.
Your daughter said
and Lily was like, doesn't feel good?
Oh,
I was like, no, this is going to be a hard one to explain. I don't know if slang.
It means it's dope.
It means good, but like also sick in reality means someone isn't good. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how this one's going to happen. You're going to evolve and understand how this stuff works eventually. But I was like, yeah, you're right. I'll try to stop using dumb slang words in front of you so I don't confuse you as you're just learning how to talk. Yeah,
and finally, here's Big Boy in the booth with Tom Glavine and Brandon Gaudin. After Willie Adames hits his second home run.
Oh, Lord, it is what I thought it was.
Oh, carrying again. Oh, Lord. We don't like that.
We sure don't. Do I need to send somebody down now?
Yep.
That's it. That sums up the whole thing. Because it was awful. And it was. It was an Outkast night giving out the cool bobbleheads. And then y'all went out there and stunk it up right there.
Embarrassed us in front of Big Boy.
Embarrassed us. Goodness gracious.
And Rico Wade's kids. It's really cool that Big Boy let one of his sons throw out the first pitch last night. Well done. Well done by Big Boy.
Night, minus, you know, the game that took place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know. Still, you know, battery's a good time. Cool bobblehead. I bet the drinks were
cold.
Cold.
Drinks are great.
Yeah.
As good as they've ever been.
You were pouring strong ones, I'm sure.
I pour regularly, you know,
of course,
tempered ones.
Do y'all have that?
Perfectly sized ones.
Hey, Bo, do y'all have that? Because whenever you make me a drink, I'm always looking around. Do y'all have that little thing on there? The little measure of the liquor?
Those exist.
Okay.
In the part, I don't use them. I count.
Oh, okay.
I'm entrusted to count.
Okay. Like, I was always wondering.
I always get disappointed when the bartender uses
one of
those.
I hate it.
I'm like, oh,
it's
man.
It's called a jigger.
So it's going to be exactly two?
Yeah, I hate I am so.
Because normally when you order a double, they're like, ah, whatever.
I hate it.
We're only allowed to give people a certain amount of drinks. We're only allowed to pour so much alcohol into a drink before it becomes illegal.
Sure.
So we kind of got
to,
you know,
have to follow
right
the rules. I just know when I'm at a bar and a bartender pulls out one of those things, I'm like, well, this is going
to
be a soft.
So you always go to the same bartender and you always tip them.
Exactly.
Because in that little,
the third time back, that thing goes away. Exactly. They overflow it. Exactly right. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.